This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This is Let's Talk Horses on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Jason Vance. Joining me today is Mike Daniels, a horse trainer from Raymond, Missouri. And Mike, you do something a little bit different. You train horses and owners based on the Ten Commandments. Tell us a little bit about how that started.
Well, the guy that kind of influenced me the most in the last, let's say 15, 20 years of training horses, I've been training about 40 years now, experience with horses. The guy that influenced me the most has been Pat Parilli. And I've looked at his information, and he came up with the 10 qualities of a horseman. And I thought, you know, in this day and age of things just going obsolete so fast and not lasting very long, he came up with 10 things that are kind of like they're written in stone, that are the same today as they were thousands of years ago. And so I thought, well, what do we know that's kind of like that? Well, the Ten Commandments. And so I took his 10 qualities of a horseman that he came up, and I compared them to the Ten Commandments, and I got kind of excited because I saw that each one of those qualities of a horseman really correlated clearly with one of the Ten Commandments. And so to me, this was important because it just really shows that God's stuff is in nature. It's there for us to find. And even when I talked with Pat Parilli a little bit later when I had done this, asking him whether he had, you know, tried to make this fit, or was he looking at the Bible per se when he came up with this? He said, no. He admitted he doesn't know a whole lot about the Bible. So from there, I got more excited here. You know, this guy was serious about wanting to be really good with horses. He was at that point. And we, you know, a lot of people are familiar with how successful Pat Parilli has been. And so I've been, ever since that, which has been, 10, 12 years now, I've been just taking this and using it to explain and the 10 dimensions of why and how we can be good with horses, and which relates to all other things in life also.
Run through those 10 rules of horsemanship and the commandments that they correlate with.
Okay. Well, Pat Parilli's 10 qualities of a horseman would be focus, or heart and desire, and the second one would be balance. The third one would be savvy, or truth. The fourth one would be feel. The fifth one would be experience. The sixth one would be attitude. The seventh one would be impulsion. The eighth one would be respect. The ninth one would be timing. And the tenth one would be flexibility. Now, if we're familiar with the Ten Commandments, those would be the first one would be only one God. The second one would be no false gods. The third one would be don't misuse God's name. The fourth one would be observe the Sabbath. The fifth one would be honor your father and mother. The sixth one would be don't murder. The seventh one, no adultery. The eighth one, don't steal. The ninth one, don't lie. The tenth one, don't covet. And if we were to look at these closely, we can find they clearly are the Ten Commandments.
Which, once you kind of found that out and figured it out, talk to us a little bit about how you go out and train horses and owners using this method.
Okay. A lot of times when I started out, people said, well, this is kind of complicated. 10 things we got to think of. And so my most recent way of looking at this is splitting them into three parts. The first three would be related to our brain, getting us to think and focus, getting the horses to think and focus, because we realize that most of the time when horses get in trouble or we get in trouble is somebody isn't thinking. We're reacting. And so the first three commandments would be related to that. The next three commandments would be your heart. And your heart is more of the reflective part, more of instead of blaming, can we get to scratching our head? It's more of reflection and bringing others into the situation, more humility, you might say, and getting everybody to work ahead rather than, you know, the blame game. So that's the second part, the middle three commandments, your heart. And then the last four would be considered the courage ones, boots on the ground courage. And another way that helps people remember this, you know, again, the first way of all 10 is seem a little complicated, but isn't this kind of like the Wizard of Oz, where you thought about your brain with the scarecrow, your heart, the tin man, and the lion needed courage with the last four. And so, I got to think and tell people, these guys that did the Wizard of Oz, they were kind of smart when they put this together.
That's part one of our discussion with Mike Daniels. We'll have part two next time. Thank you so much for listening on the RFD Radio Network to Let's Talk Horses.